What you're about to hear is actual play from Monster Hearts. We here at iPodcast Magic Missile do not endorse or condone the actions of any of our characters. They are awful, horrible people who do awful, horrible things and say awful, horrible things. This actual play may contain topics including rape, physical abuse, substance abuse, teen sexuality,
cannibalism,
racism, homophobia,
guns,
Satanism.
In other words,
yeah.
If you're easily offended, easily triggered, or easily influenced by... don't listen to this.
Yeah, go listen to our Apocalypse World podcast, which is much more lovey-dovey.
We are not our characters. That's a thing to remember. We are good people. We promise.
Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
This is Dave.
This is Duncan.
This is Joanna.
This is Will.
Yanni.
Caitlin.
Let's start with ye old inferno. Chloe, who has the most strings on Chloe?
I have two.
Not I. I've got zero. Could work on that.
Okay, you two. You know what, Robin? I've missed you. You can highlight me if you want.
You slut.
Okay, well,
you can highlight me too.
I want you to be cold.
Whoa.
Cold.
That's a pretty good description of her.
Well, I didn't want to be hot. I didn't care. Bitch. Sorry. I love you.
Too bad.
That is Will as Chloe.
And what were you last week?
I was volatile and hot, as was, I think, almost everyone else.
Yeah.
She was a backstabber.
I think everyone was volatile.
I was cold and volatile last
yeah,
week.
Yeah,
so
I
there.
Missed a session where everyone was volatile.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
she soaped.
Yeah.
I
drowned Chloe's head in a sink and put soap in her eyes because she said it smelled funny.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Chloe failed to punch me, and Mara...
You called me a bad word.
After I used a gay slur, Mara punched me. Also failed to punch me, actually.
Yeah.
We were playing close
to
all styles.
I think I want to see you be dark.
Dark?
Mm-hmm.
Dark
Which
and cold.
Me, Duncan, you're supposed to help me be offended about gay slurs. I had a message for everyone to say.
Remind her she's supposed to be upset.
Okay. I can help you with that.
Okay.
All right, how
it's
about
our
Chastity? Who's got the most strings on Chastity?
I think Gabe has the most strings on me. Everybody else has
it
one.
It is not unlikely.
You have two.
Hot.
Hot. And I think I want to see you be volatile again.
Again, yeah, every time.
Volatile,
we're
a little fun.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Hair washing just isn't enough for me.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay.
It's hot girl on girl with full clothes.
Like
yeah, that
some drowning.
Didn't quite
know.
Get
there was a mild drowning effect.
Yeah, there was a mild.
That was
I did.
Glub, glub.
That wasn't good enough for you, Yanni.
No.
I didn't do it for you.
Sorry.
Well, I'm sorry too. Yeah,
you have to try harder next time.
Oh my.
All right.
You
what about Robin? Strings on Robin.
Oh, I think I might own you.
Possible.
I like to see you be hot.
Okay.
Maybe to me. Which I'll reject.
In your fucking dreams. In your fucking dreams.
It is in my dreams, cutie.
And put only your fucking dreams.
The
I was thinking
yes.
about Batman, so I put down Robin, but I put it down plural, so I'm sorry.
Robins?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I'm thinking dark unless
Robin.
You have a big objection.
Unker.
It's a good way to get him some more XPs since he missed a session.
Yeah. Well, kind of feel and give a little bit more consideration
dark
since he missed a session.
Yeah.
Alright, engage.
You're good at that. I have no idea because, honestly, I don't pay attention to strings on me or not.
I see
I
two.
Have those strings
have
on you.
More than two strings?
Yeah, you're not really interesting.
Right,
probably
then.
Mara.
I guess I want to see you be dark.
Dark.
Whoa. Way classy, Mara.
And I want to see
Way
volatility here.
says ugly person who is not attractive, unlike
still riled.
Attractive.
Smith. All right.
And
I'm very
Mara,
smooth,
has,
as they say.
Who has strings on
I have two strings.
Yeah, I have two strings.
I got two strings.
I have no strings. I
guess everyone's got
you
strings
don't
on
choose.
You.
I don't.
That's
what I said.
Giving out
we're
strings
left
and
Gabe do it this time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you do.
What are you made of?
Corpses.
Well, I'm carrying.
Freedom pole.
I want to see you be dark. We haven't. Have you seen you go into your dark place yet? Let's see you be going to your dark place. All
right. Everybody,
everything's your dark place.
Yeah.
She's kind of a dark place.
And you don't like hot, right?
I actually just boosted my hot.
Oh.
Do you seduce with hot?
No, I
no.
seduce with cold, but I can use hot to manipulate
people, yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I
prefer
like
to be cold, but I mean, I wouldn't be pissed if you gave it.
I'm actually thinking volatile, unless that's going to ruin the world.
Yeah. It's always
right.
fun to see
we
cool
still haven't
volatile.
Actually really had. We had a little bit of a dust up last. This
yeah,
morning.
We did.
But,
I just didn't feel like finishing you.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
What?
In my brain. I know you have your own idea for what your character looks like, but in my brain, you look like Catherine from 8th grade.
Well, maybe. I am, or not. Is my whole sentence.
So, anyway.
That I'm saying.
Scenes that people want to have. Are there any?
Well, I want to see my party.
Well, no, don't you worry about that. We're going to... I'm going to give you some information about that.
I need to talk to Robin, but that could happen at the party.
Yeah.
And
I
need to talk to
Robin.
And Mara, and Chassie.
Yeah.
And Gabe.
I kind of want to do a flashback scene to the day before, before Robin didn't show up to school the next day, and all of the shenanigans happened.
When he got kicked out of the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
More like thrown out.
My car.
I got your keys back, but don't worry about that.
He doesn't know that yet.
No, he doesn't know that yet.
What, did you text him? Looking Dorcas?
Malorcas?
So anyway, you got out at, I guess, the bus stop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a bus pass, or...
No, my plan was to walk home.
Oh, okay. Well, while you're walking home, you think you may have seen Chastity drive by.
Gawking
and then
at
you're
you.
Sure you saw her going the other way. And then, almost halfway home, a car pulls up ahead of you and pulls over. And as you get closer, you recognize Jeff.
Oh, okay. Sorry, who's Jeff again?
He didn't
Jeff,
get to be the quarterback.
He's
a tight end.
Yeah, he's a tight end. Sits
right.
next to Gabe.
He's
yeah.
got a tight end.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'd recognize that anyway.
He's the other guy who's looking to hold Marcel's situation.
Right.
But he says, "Hey, do you need a ride? What? I thought you had a car."
Yeah, it's a long story, but. If you'll give me a ride home, I'll tell it to you.
Sure.
Okay. Go around and hop in the passenger seat.
As you're, like, doing up the seatbelt, you notice Brain is sleeping in the back seat.
Hmm. So, what's
and
Brain doing here?
I'm giving him a ride home, too.
Really?
And he pulls back onto the interstate. Yeah. I'm just a nice guy.
Apparently. So, yeah. Chloe... I don't think Chloe's interested in me anymore.
That's
Chloe's going after some other girl.
That's too bad.
Yeah, she's the weird one. Who, like, rigor mortis or some shit. I don't know. Anyways, Chloe kicked me out of the car. My car.
You notice Jeff is... How to put it? He's yesing and oh and ah, but he's not really contributing anything to the conversation. And it's about this time when you guys drive right by. You guys' houses are pretty close together, right?
Yeah, we're neighbors.
Yeah, he drives by both, and he keeps going up into the hills.
Hey, Jeff. That was my house back there.
Oh.
You can probably turn around on the side road here.
It's just a little further.
No, it was back there.
Actually, I would like to get you to hold steady here, because he is definitely acting weird.
Okay.
Is the fire fire?
9?
So, you can keep your cool. Right. And... Or pick an option from 10, but also gain the condition terrified.
Okay. I think I would like to... carry one forward during this scene.
Okay.
And I gain the condition terrified.
Alright, and then we're gonna cut scene there. And
oh, shit.
Are we cutting away? Like, so he still has the rest of the scene, but...
I want to do one more thing.
Okay.
Since I am now terrified, I want to reach my hand back between the seats... and grab Brian's hand while he's sleeping back there.
Aww. Okay, for comfort. Yeah, we'll come back to this, but I think now would be a good point to fill Duncan in on some of the exciting things that happened while he was missing.
Oh, yeah, that is a good point.
While you were gone, our intrepid heroes fought in a classroom, fought in a bathroom... fought in a training area.
Played tactical hockey in a movie theater.
Don't worry about it. It was much better than what you did, said Chloe.
Also, a whole bunch of people were missing from
school. It was actually a little bit upsetting. You were one of them.
We wondered what happened to you.
As was Jeff.
And Brian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeff texted back, didn't he?
No, that was my other buddy.
That was
I have written down.
That was Mark, I think.
Mark, yeah.
No, it wasn't Mark. It was
Hunter. Hunter's in, but Mark was not.
Game destroyed school property.
Though Mark was no, that's Mark was in too because he saw you destroying the room and hanging out with
Mara.
No, Harmony.
Oh, Harmony. Okay.
No, it was Mara.
Mara slept in a locker.
Yeah, he totally woke me up because he was destroying sport. I sleep in the locker.
I was both riled and emasculated, and that is a poor combination for my character.
Yeah,
I don't really like that sort of thing. Didn't know what to do.
Also,
so hit things.
Chloe has decided to throw a party tonight. A secret party.
It's a secret party. Everyone's invited, including the teachers. They didn't
have to be
come.
There.
Social obligations that I can't even
so,
break because I've got the game
since,
on Friday.
Since this is a secret party that everybody knows about,
well, of course. How do they make a point of it?
Kind of become common knowledge that this is a costume party or a masquerade party.
What?
And everyone is going to come in their secret identities.
It's not part of my theme. That's not what I wanted. They're ruining everything. I want to know who said it was a costume party. That is just like you to ruin my cool party theme.
I didn't tell, and there's no way she could have known.
She was the only one who didn't find out?
Yep. I mean, she's the only one who didn't find. She's the only one who didn't find out that I'm the one who told. She's the only one I didn't tell. She could know it's a costume party by now, but Who knows who could have spread the word?
Stop saying it's a costume party. It's not a costume party.
I heard it was a costume party.
Heard it was a costume party.
God! You heard from me when I first said there was
a
party.
It's a costume party, and I'm...
I texted you that it was a costume party, but only because other people are going to be there in costume.
Domino math. Is it a domino?
Again. It, after third period, while things have had time to escalate, you run into Evelyn, or not run into, but see Evelyn in the hall. Evelyn is in theater department. She's tall, dark hair, and she is selling... dominoes or whatever they're called that may or may not have been stolen from the theater department,
can we skip this song?
Sure.
Skip it forever.
Hey, Evil Lynn, what are you doing with those maskets?
Well, I figured not everybody has access to costumes for Secret Party right off the bat.
I don't think the Secret Party is a costume party. I know everyone is saying that it is, but it is my party, and it is not a costume party, though that is a great idea, and we should have a costume party at some point, but not this point, because that is not what I originally conceived of this as.
Well, that's what you said in your text, isn't it? It's a secret party, right?
Secret party, and yes, I said it was a costume party later because everyone said it was a costume party, so I had to tell everyone what to wear, but you're not supposed to wear it.
I'm confused, Chloe. You said in your that everybody was invited.
Yes,
so if
everyone's
it's
invited.
Secret party, it's... What does that mean, then?
It's secret, obviously.
So... Do you need a... Since it's your party, I'll give you one for free.
Oh, thanks. I really appreciate that.
Okay,
thank you. But I am not gonna wear it. I'm not wearing it in protest. I'm gonna wear it around my neck, but not on my face, because it's not a costume party.
You're weird.
You're weird.
It's at 7, right?
Yeah, it's at 7.
Okay. Is there going to be booze there?
Yeah, there's going to be booze there. And, like, probably a bunch of steak. And there's going to be, like, cheese and dip. And more booze. And there's going to be no parents. Totally no parents.
Tom said that the spiders were making a comeback and they were going to have them there.
No, we killed those last summer.
No, it was that punk band that was in school.
Oh, that's wonderful! Yeah.
I can never remember their name. I'm not really big on punk bands.
Is it the Spiders?
It's something Spiders.
I think it's the Spiders.
Oh. Alright. Okay. They're going to be there?
Yes!
Awesome.
You said so, right?
Well, Tom said that you said they were going to be there.
Well, it sounds like me.
Okay.
Saying to Tom. Through Tom. At Tom.
I think that is seen before things get even more out of control.
It's charismatic that way.
Let's see. We haven't got to the party yet. Is there anyone else that has things they want to do before the party?
Nope.
Okay. So... We'll come back to you, Duncan. How is everyone getting to the party?
I'm driving.
You're driving? Are you going with people,
car.
Or are you taking someone?
That's a good question. You know what? Yes.
You're going to be the DD?
I'm going to drive my friends to the party. Of course I can't drink because we've got a game this Friday and the coach will get upset with me. There's a strict no drinking, no drugs policy.
What if you're thirsty?
I'm sure I can get water or something. Anyways, or soda. Maybe there's going to be soda. But I am actually going to pick up... let's see. Jeff is not around that I know of. You know what? I would have tried to at least find out from my dad to get Robin's dad's number and try to call him.
Okay.
Or see if he's...
So you're going to call Robin's dad?
Yeah, I was going to do that. Just to check up on him.
Well, we'll come back to that.
Yeah, that will have happened. Yeah. But I guess. Well, let's say. I'm driving a couple of buddies from the team.
Okay.
Okay, and
you've got Hunter and.
Well, I think I'm driving Hunter. I think I don't really want to see Mark right now since he saw me tear some shit up. So, yeah. Hunter and then Tayshaun, probably.
Okay. What about you, Mara? Are you going with someone? How are you going to be? Are you just driving by yourself? Walking, okay.
Because I'm guessing we're pretty. I think she actually lives pretty close to me.
Sure. And Chassie.
I'm, of course, driving.
Okay.
The amazing Camaro. And
is Claire going with you?
Yes, I'm going to at least ask her. I don't know whether she wants me to pick her up or not. But
sure.
She does?
Wait, no. I was your plus one.
Oh, right. That's right. I forgot about that.
You should pick me up.
I should pick you up.
Because you weren't invited, but she has a plus one.
Yes, yeah, right. I completely forgot.
Yeah, that's right. Me too. Yeah, so, yeah, I still invite Claire to sit in the back seat.
So, yeah.
You can have plus two.
We can have
Claire's invited independently.
Yeah, Claire has her own invite. Yeah.
What is your costume?
That's what I'm trying to think of.
Yeah, that's what I'm
racking
trying to think
my brain.
You're thinking of costumes at a not costume party, which I will be wearing a costume to.
You're not even in the scene.
I just texted you some random stuff that sounds like it might have been in that. It'd be cute as fuck.
What does Jesse
mean? And again, I think most people are doing the domino is mass, nothing too complicated. Because they're high schoolers.
Because it's not a costume party.
Because it's a costume party at the last minute.
It's not costume party. God.
The guy in the dog suit from The Shining.
I've told him about giving. Well, you know what? Never mind.
All right. So when you get home, there is, you know those big round catering trays that Jimmy John's, Subway does. There's two of those, and a note from your mom that there was supposed to be a conference at work, but instead there was a layoff, and you should invite some friends over and eat this food, and she's going to be working really, really late.
Oh, nice. I like that about her. She doesn't hover, you know?
We just watched Twilight.
It was amazing.
I see.
We also watched Face Punch.
The part was when he punched the vase.
Yeah, that was a good part.
I like Kick Puncher better. And we'll worry about the liquor and beer and all that later. That has not been magically provided for.
What?
He has.
But we have... I told everyone that it would be there... And he always comes through.
Mm-hmm.
It's never not. So it'll be okay.
Maybe this will be the first time.
Well, no. He's got this.
Say it ain't so.
I do say it ain't so. Because Raz is not a heart...
life taker.
Okay, he's that. But not a heartbreaker.
So
what's up?
I'm going to switch over to Gabe here. After school, you do manage to wrangle up Robin's dad's number, and on your way home, you give him a call, and he actually sounds pretty worried. Hey,
what's your last name, Robin?
Blake.
What
a pretty name.
Mr. Blake.
Yeah. Who's this?
Really, Will?
This is your friend, your son's friend, Gabe, from school.
Oh, have you seen him?
No, I was actually kind of calling because I was a little worried he didn't show up today.
Well, he didn't come home last night.
He didn't come home last night?
No, we haven't heard anything.
Hmm. You have any idea where he might be?
Maybe he's over at Chloe's.
I think the two of them had a falling out, but Chloe didn't seem to think she knew where he was either.
Weird.
In fact, I just...
Go ahead.
No. Sorry.
I just assumed he was over there, so I didn't worry about it too much, because sometimes they'll hang out.
Well, maybe I'll swing by there tonight and check up on him.
Don't worry about it. I think I will go over there. I'll call Chloe's mom myself.
Well, Mr. Blake, thank you, sir, and hopefully we can figure out where he is.
Time out. I was under the impression that Robin's gender was ambiguous.
He would have said, I don't know where Robin was.
Sure.
Okay. Or can we play this so that as Robin's gender changes, his parents refer to him by the different gender?
I think this is Duncan's call, actually.
I'm finding myself.
Maybe Duncan's dad isn't so keen on it. And is a little slow to change sometimes.
Because, see,
I see
this as a feature of the universe, not as a feature of, like, transgenderism. I just assumed that, like, there was no gender fact of the matter, like, as a metaphysical fact.
That was kind of something...
Schrodinger's genitals.
I would prefer if my parents didn't refer to me by my gender.
Okay. I will try and do that, and maybe Dave can edit it to...
Okay, awesome.
Well, it's established in the fiction, I will always say he.
Okay. That's fine. I don't care what you guys say.
Yeah.
Because we got in a debate about this in a conversation last time while you weren't here. He said he, and I thought Robin was a girl.
I'm going to alternate.
And Dave was like, what?
I'm probably just going to get it wrong every time.
That's fine. Don't worry about it. Just keep changing back and forth. That's fine, too.
Gabe and Mara have already had a conversation, so we've been keeping it ambiguous, so...
Excellent.
It's ambiguous.
Bro.
What? So, yeah.
Well, thanks. See you in church on Sunday, I guess?
Of course.
I tried texting Robin one more time, but he hasn't been getting back to me.
No. And so I'm kind of being bad here in that I have a little bit of story to explain the absence and Duncan's character's accents. Absence.
Absent?
No,
that's where you're going with that.
Yeah.
What's she doing here? Absent. Her sniper rifle is totally clashing with her not wearing clothes. Get out of here.
So people start showing up, and some of the first people show up.
Are there booze yet?
A lot of people are BYOBing it.
Good.
Excessively.
Good.
Like,
good.
Coming in with, like, good. Two things of vodka or whatever. So
the rule is girl or booze, so...
Well, the girls are bringing booze, as are some of the guys. I don't know.
That's
I mean,
wait, like you have to bring a girl or bring booze?
Yeah, that's the rule.
Huh. Yeah.
What happened to one of you guys at your party?
Yeah, you are a girl.
Guys will come to any party.
I roll up with two big dudes.
So. Guys will come to any party, girls not necessarily so.
This is going to be a total bad pageant.
You know, Mara, that's not going to catch on just because you say it.
That is going to catch on.
Hunter's a safety and Tayshawn's a linebacker, and they're both pretty good-looking guys.
I got some bananas. We didn't have any booze.
I'm not going to say it.
Say what?
Nothing. Paula Deen.
Smoke some Paula Deen. Banana Deen.
So, I think I want to switch to Chastity and Company.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if you've been to Chloe or Robin's house before. I'm going to say you haven't.
I have not. I'm lost as hell. But I'm driving very... terrifyingly.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that it's full of screeching tires and bootlegger turns. And
sure.
Yeah.
Though, if that is the case, I think Claire and Mara might need to hold steady.
Also, I realized my costume is a red bandana over my face, which I refuse to take off while driving.
Well, why would you take off your face?
There's no reason to take off my...
It's ridiculous.
My my costume
that
covers my face.
So you can ask me a question about the situation, or remove a condition, or carry one forward during this scene.
You can ask a question when you hold it steady.
Mm-hmm. Why is Chassis trying to kill us? Yes.
Is Chassis a bad driver or a showy driver?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Okay.
Seems like that's her question to answer.
Is it my question to answer?
Sure.
She is a showy driver with poor judgment. She does not lack skill. She lacks reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you guys are up on the hills
that's right.
North of town. Probably pretty close to where Chloe's house is.
The sound of squealing tires echoes down into the valley.
Yeah.
Chess is going to be here soon.
And you're definitely going to be late. Like, the sun has gone down and the moon has come up and you still haven't found
the cup. Somebody left with the cup.
So I gotta drive fast. I'm late.
For a very important date.
I wasn't intentionally quoting lyrics. What kind of car are you driving?
Camaro.
Camaro? Is it a hard top or?
I think, what is it? It's a T-top with the little thingies. I don't know much about cars. I can't really help on this. It's orange.
Fair enough.
It's,
So Chassis is more of a car savant. She doesn't know what they're called. She just knows the sound it makes when it kills someone.
earlier this morning, the day had been pretty blah, but by the time school let out, things got nice. Like, your party is actually going to probably largely be in the backyard, because
it has
turned into a beautiful, warm day. The sun came out, and everything is great, and it's still nice and breezy out. In the evening.
So you can tell the party's going well if people are making out of the trampoline. Are people making out of the trampoline?
When jerks aren't trying to jump on it.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Well, it can be kind of hard. You can, like...
Jerks can make out on the trampoline while jumping. I've seen it happen. It's dangerous. You crack some skulls.
I have seen that happening.
Well...
Did you see that?
I may have done that.
Making out on a trampoline while someone else is jumping... is problematic as well.
I just
saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
She's totally bleeding from the face.
It's kind of hot, actually.
Anyway, since it is such a nice night out, you guys have got the windows down and are cruising around, and you actually catch a scent of over Claire, right?
Yeah. Claire's, over Claire.
Claire's garlic and sweet smell of
garlic
Robin
ice
and
cream.
Jeff.
Ah.
And they were invited to the party, so maybe if you follow that, it'll get you there.
Yeah.
So
is it coming from a particular direction? Like, can I swerve onto a side street?
Yeah. Well, there's actually a dilapidated back road that looks like it might be the right choice.
Oh, yes.
I
drift. That turn.
The house that you pull up to does not look like a party house, though. It's old. The paint is peeling, and there's a couple cars parked there that are pretty new. I don't know how much time you've hung out with Jeff. You might recognize Jeff's car. You might not. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely not out of cars to be a party.
Okay. Well, Chassie gets out of the car and lifts the bandana up to smell better.
Okay.
Obscuring her eyes in the process.
You do smell better now.
And so, then plunges straight ahead into the house.
All right. Oh, I'm gonna cut scene here and go back to Robin and Jeff and Brian, and you pull up to the same house, or Jeff pulls up to it, and I think you're still holding one forward to this. This is different scene, but it's the same scene. Mm-hmm. And like as you pull up, you feel Brian, aka
brain.
Stirring. Yeah, Brain. Sorry, I'm not gonna keep that straight either.
Well, his name is Brian, and people call him Brain.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be fine.
It's okay.
Is he Brian and Brain from Arthur? Because that's what I picture when you.
Arthur the Anteater.
Yeah, there was a on
I
that
think
show.
He's an anteater.
Get out of here, you owls!
Oh, sorry.
I didn't mean to.
There was totally a character named Brian.
Hoo-hoo!
I just picture him.
Anyway.
Okay. So yeah, Brian gets up, and, you know, when someone's sitting up, their hand might pull away from yours. Are you going to try and hold on to him, or not actually hold steady?
Yeah. I try and hold on.
He kind of looks at you, but doesn't seem to recognize you. Jeff has gotten out and has walked around and opened the door to your side of the car.
I look at Brian, scared, and then guess I get out.
Brian also gets out, and they just start walking into the... Actually, I think Brian keeps holding of your hand. They start walking into the house.
Hey, Brian, what are we doing here?
We're going downstairs.
Why are we going downstairs?
Because that's where we're going.
Brian, that's not helpful.
They're all waiting for us.
I want to...
read a person.
I'd love to. No,
option, sorry.
Brian, maybe we could just hang out outside. You know, I mean, maybe Jeff will take me home eventually?
Brian is holding your hand and pulling you forwards now.
I wrench my hand away from him.
Okay, I think that might be lashing out physically, because he is not...
I was going to try and run away. But, okay. So...
Are you trying to hurt him?
No, I'm just trying to take my hand back.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, I want to leave.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm running, but... I don't want to go downstairs.
Probably not the basement.
Probably not the basement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Oh my goodness.
Cheating!
Move the dice. Yep. Move them over here. Snake eyes.
You try and pull away. And try and run away. And as you do, you feel something touching your mind. And then we're going to cut scene to almost a day later when you burst into a house and as you come in the door, Jeff and... Jeff and Vanessa, who is one of the cheerleaders, not in your homeroom, but have both just come up the stairs, and They look at you funny and say in unison, I didn't send for you.
Alright, so I have a question about werewolf moves.
Mm-hmm.
How do I use heightened senses?
Well, I think I kind of forced you to use it without making you roll.
Yeah.
Before, because I'm a big jerk, and I didn't actually really look at your...
That's fine.
Fuck, the joke!
Well, you guys are figuring that out, and I am following her into the house.
Yeah.
Wait,
which move?
But that's like an in-game thing and an out-of-game thing?
Yeah.
But it's like simultaneous.
Like, shut up.
It's the one where I can...
I think definitely go ahead and give me a roll on that.
Alright. Pow. So that's 6. Ugh.
Suck at smelling.
So I don't get anything from that?
No.
And I get something bad on top?
No.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about the failed rolls in this game is they don't necessarily mean you don't succeed. Sometimes you succeed, but there are serious problems.
Gotcha.
Now, you have dark highlighted, right?
No, I have volatile highlighted. But I have a point in dark so that it's 0.
Yeah, you should have 2 stats highlighted.
I have volatile and hot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Alright, well then you don't get XP.
No.
But, yeah, they neither smell like anything. And move forward and grab you.
Oh! Oh! Well then! Well, of course, I wrestle away, and... Can I then also use my next werewolf move, which is uncontainable? Which is when you attempt to escape any form of physical entrapment, roll with volatile, which I do have highlighted.
That sounds an awful lot like escape.
I think so.
Yeah, sounds like you almost have to do that to try to get away.
It sounds like it. Can I have that, or does that count?
No.
No.
That would
count. Dice on the floor do not ever count in this house. Unless you're playing a game on the floor.
Crap, that's bad. That is a 4.
No, we're just bad at escaping these people.
Yeah. Really strong. Cheerleader strong.
Yeah, well, you know, they actually seem to have, like, a supernatural strength about them. And do you see Jeff
like
and Vanessa, like, reach out and grab
them.
Her?
And I would, at this point... Well, I'm watching this, and clearly something fucked up.
Yeah.
How do I gaze into the abyss?
I don't think we've established that yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is, but I feel like there needs to be a thing that a character does to do that.
Alright, well, while you're thinking about that, I'm going to cutscene back to Duncan and Brian. You are in what looks like maybe a coal cellar. You kind of come to, you feel a little weird, and Brian is sitting next to you. You guys are just sitting on the floor. It's dirt, it's not even... Like, you can see some specks of coal in the corners and maybe some bits, but it's not been used in a while.
Mm-hmm. I want to go over to the door.
Okay. The door is locked. From the outside, but it... You know, it's kind of hard to tell. There's not a lot of light down here. Also, your phone is going off like you have text messages. It's not actually like you just got one, but you know, if you've ignored it, a text message every couple of minutes, it'll go beep, beep.
Okay. I want to check my text messages.
Also,
that sounds
give you some light.
Hey,
right.
Secret party, you're invited, wear a costume.
The date on your phone is wrong, it is tomorrow.
Ah, crap.
Or maybe you've missed a whole day. And you have like a bajillion text messages from About half are about the party, and about half are asking where you're at.
I don't care where you are.
Voicemails, too, and...
I'm gonna fix the date, and do I have any reception down here?
You've got, like, one bar. The last text message you have is actually from... I'm gonna say it's from Gabe, because he sent you a few. But the last one is saying, hey, I've got your keys, I hope you're okay, or something like that.
I want to call Gabe.
Okay. So you're at the party, right?
Yeah, I'm outside with some buddies just watching people get stupid on the trampoline.
Yeah, it's only been going for like party. Half
Where's
an hour.
Mara? Where's Chassie? Where?
Here I am!
And you get a phone call from...
nobody notices.
Robin. Just as a heads up before you start, you do only have one bar, so it is staticky, and you can only just barely hear each other.
It's like one bar analog.
Yeah.
Robin. Hey.
I'm in a cellar.
You're at what?
Nick. Me.
Nick? Who's Nick?
Is that who?
Jeff.
Who's Jeff?
I mean, Jeff.
Jeff.
From all team.
Oh, so you were Jeff. You guys coming to the party tonight?
Basement.
Well, don't pre-party too much. I got...
Is someone pre-partying?
This is pretty lame. Like,
who are you talking to, Gabe?
Need to get some more people out here.
You give me that cell phone right now, or else I'll
Weird
not
Brian.
Do anything.
I don't understand.
Brian, too? Oh, okay, well, you get bring him, too.
He's not giving me a
did,
cell phone.
Did you finish that, that
locked
paper?
In the basement. I'm locked in Jeff's...
What?
Locked.
What? I can't hear you. You're
Jeff's
breaking up,
basement.
Dude. Well, it's good to hear that you're alright. When I fail to protect my friends, I mark XP.
I am going to give you so much XP.
And I advance. Please pass me the queen.
Boom.
Oh.
Sorry, dude.
Excuse you.
See you soon, bro.
Whatever. I don't care.
Look at this while I get the actual sheet.
I didn't like that because it wasn't about me.
Amazing. You're so self-absorbed.
That was
totally unexpected.
Hey!
Hold on a second.
Hey, Gabe.
Let's have a conversation when Yanni comes back.
I'm holding on, Gabe, to your every word. But not like I like you or anything, which I do. But I don't.
That ship sailed a long time ago, girl.
Yeah, it did. Wait. I don't know what that phrase means.
Helen of Troy. Face that launched 1,000 ships. I think that's what he's talking about.
Some crazy German thinks he discovered Troy, and now everyone's talking about it.
I'm like, not sure what I mean with the rest of them. She just had to use the book.
Tops.
What are you taking?
Doing some queen thing, which I did not
know. And with the head. The toughest, coolest, most powerful click around. They count as a gang. Choose one of the following strengths from my gang. They're talented in a band or sports team. Cause duh. Thank you.
Look, they
I live,
suck
I
want to
be in your gang.
You're totally in my gang.
Cool.
Can I be in your gang?
No.
Please?
What sport do you play?
what band
do you play? I play hockey.
Tonsil hockey doesn't count.
And I want to say that the vast majority of people on my gang are either football players or cheerleaders.
Okay.
Me.
So I've got a few girls in case I need to, you know.
In case you need
deal
to.
Deal with that.
Yeah.
Rape someone.
I'm sorry, what?
Wow.
Coal miner.
Okay. So you can get a bit of light. Brian says, "What? Where are we? What's going on?
We're in the basement, Brian. We're downstairs. It's such fucking useful information, isn't it? Thanks."
Brian is confused. Are you... What are you doing?
Just being a dick.
I'm just being a dick. Okay.
See, a true love, who you have a new one of, which is me.
I don't think he has a move for that.
Yeah, I was looking
for
the
teenager.
Like, asshole on here, and I don't see it. Like, lash out
be
verbally,
someone
not on here.
Yeah, that could be shutting someone down, actually.
If you want to roll for everything. I rolled once.
No.
No?
Have you been down here before, Brian?
No,
You seemed pretty cool about it earlier when, like, I was passing out and waking up down here.
Jeff? Is Jeff here?
He gave me a ride. He certainly was here. Gave you a ride home?
No.
Clearly. Look. So you've never been here before?
No.
Want to help me get out?
Okay. Here, hold your light against the door. I'll see if it looks like it's locked from the other side.
Okay.
I'm gonna cut back upstairs.
This mess.
So they're dragging chassis towards the basement.
I think since it has to do with hunger, mm-hmm. it's going to have to involve auto consumption. So,
well, she's got a great car.
It's going to have to be a bite. It's going to have to involve just take a huge hunk out of bite down on the arm, and it's going to require so much energy to take out of yourself to so much focus. And the moment you get into that frenzy, you don't have any strength in yourself to keep up the appearance of humanity.
Okay,
so. That kind of semblance of personhood just kind of drops. I am watching this, and I know I have to look back into it. I know the only way to do that is to access that primal hunger state that you have in death. So that's what I do.
Okay.
Three. Oh my god. What do I do below us?
It says suck and die.
I think you take a bite of yourself and you go into your darkest self.
Yes. And while this is happening, I smell Mara behind me because I have memorized her scent and her mannerisms. And I turn around because they've got me by the arms. And I'm like, Mara, what are you? The fuck?
Well, I gotta name, kill, and destroy anything between me and the nearest object of my hunger.
Oh, are you going dark yourself?
Yeah.
Oh boy. I missed that. Sorry.
So, well, you have three potential targets right in front of you.
Yeah. I'm screaming at her to get out because I'm like, save yourself! Get the fuck out, Mara! Don't bite! Run! Run! Run!
Who's in closest literal proximity to me?
I think Jeff.
Well, then, Jeff.
Jeff got her left arm. And Vanessa has her right arm, and they're kind of pulling her away. You know, they've got the arm pushing forwards ahead of her towards the stairs. So.
Tell me what Jeff smells like.
Nicer than he has any right to.
No, I think we actually already established that right now their normal scent is kind of lacking.
I thought that was just because she sucked.
And died.
Yeah, see, maybe. I wasn't sure.
Normally he smells like way too much cologne and sweat. Right now you can still kind of smell that, but, I think he just smells tasty at this point.
Alright.
Side of beef.
I'm not really piggy at this point.
So, lash
out
physically.
I'm lashing out physically. down to 6.
Too many pamphlets.
9.
Okay. So, you get to choose one. In addition to harming him, you can... he can gain a string on you, or he can deal one harm to you for free, if they want to.
I think
to.
He gains a string on me.
Okay. So you come up behind him and just take...
Oh, actually, that's a 10, you know why?
Because you're in your dark self?
Because when I heedlessly pursue hunger, I add one to this.
Okay, so on a 10, you deal them harm and choose one. Harm's great. You gain a string on them. They need to hold steady before they can retaliate during this scene.
The harm is great. I'm eating him.
So you take a huge bite out of his shoulder, and he kind of stumbles a bit, but he doesn't cry out. He doesn't do anything, and so you're able to just, like, keep going. You do hear Claire behind you, her scream fading in the distance as she runs.
You know what would be probably useful now? There's descriptions of what each level of harm means in the book. Have we gone through that before?
Oh. Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there is. It might be under harm. It probably is useful to describe that. What does it mean to have do harm?
Harm is the kind of stuff that people gossip about in the change room. If you've got giant fucking claws, or you get a solid hit to the temple with an aluminum bat, it's too harm. If you set fire to their house and they barely escape, maybe having to body check a smoldering door in the process, that's also too harm. It's enough to require medical treatment. You'll have the cops at the door if it's reported. If it's worse than that, it'd have to be pretty bad. It's 3 harm. That's basically it. Mm-hmm.
So you've done some serious damage to his personal integrity at this point.
Yeah. He is missing a huge amount of flesh.
How's his blood?
Hmm?
Is it like in still, or is it like...
Yeah, no, he's bleeding profusely.
Is it gross?
Do I have to hold steady at this point because this makes me panic?
Yeah, I think this is pretty scary.
Yeah.
Or
is that just, I mean, I don't see Chassie being like, oh yeah, you're a cannibal, cool. You know. So that's 4.
Oh shit, you're a cannibal!
Oh shit, you're a cannibal! I knew you smelled funny.
Let's see. Where did I put that hand basket? Yeah, I think I'm gonna send you to your darkest self as well.
Me too? Well, yeah. Here's a question I have. At the beginning, we talked about what makes me transform into a wolf, mm-hmm. and we said it was panicking utterly. Mm-hmm. Do I transform into my darkest self because I failed the roll? Okay. All right.
I just knocked out the recording again.
This is going to be a good party.
No one is talking about my party!
It's certainly not because of all the bloodshed that's going on next to you either.
No.
Or maybe it is.
Or maybe it is. So I transform into a terrifying wolf creature.
Oh shit, I knew something was wrong with you!
Oh shit!
Between the two of you, you've managed to... It's just one of those, like, little eye-hole latches, and with the light and, like, a credit card or some paper, a ruler, or something that Varian has, you're able to get the door open. While this happens, you hear screaming from upstairs.
Maybe we should stay down here. On second thought.
You think?
No, we can't stay down here. We have to leave. All right.
Do you know where we are?
We're at some house out off the highway.
Oh.
You were here.
I've never been here before.
No, I mean, when we showed up, you were here.
Brian is utterly confused.
Here, follow me. We've got to get out of here.
Okay.
Go up the stairs, I guess.
So, yeah, you come up the stairs, I think, just as a werewolf appears. maybe just after, so you don't actually see her transform. There's Vanessa and Jeff are holding a werewolf. Jeff is bleeding profusely. And there might be someone behind Jeff, but you can't quite tell.
Where are the ways out?
They're actually walking straight from... You can see the door from the top of the stairs, which you guys have just come up. It's like a hallway, and the stairs down to the basement, and then there's some other stairs upstairs to the side. But they're pretty much blocking the hallway.
Alright. Is there anything around here, like a bat or an umbrella or... Was there anything in the basement like that?
Sure, there's if you want to have picked up, like, a 2x4.
Okay.
It's musty and you probably can get splinters, but...
Okay. I want to jump out, wielding my 2x4. Say, what the hell is going on?
I lash out physically at Vanessa because fuck her.
I'll lash out physically at Jeff because again, he's tasty. All right.
Okay. So that's an 8 for lashing out at Vanessa.
Okay.
And she can gain a string on me.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna kill.
Because I'm gonna kill her, and it doesn't matter.
Do you mark for that? What do you pilot?
And so I lean over and I just bite her throat with my big wolf jaws.
What do you have volatile highlighted?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Do you remember the single rule? If you've already marked for volatile,
this scene.
Yeah. Because you were trying to.
The two things.
No, I don't.
Don't you only mark if it's like successful?
No.
Oh.
Well, you mark if you do it, succeed or fail.
Well, thank you.
So if you didn't mark before, go ahead and do it.
I did not mark before.
Kill it dead.
10 again.
Okay. And what are you doing this time? Are you going to finish him off?
I'd like to do Greenheart to him again.
Yeah. I think at this point, you're
a little short players.
the tight end is now a corpse. But
does he still have a tight end?
No, I ate it.
You ate his buns? He fell asleep and you ate his butt?
I think you actually get Vanessa like on the shoulder.
Like,
that's
all right.
Would be fatal.
Fatal.
If you'd gone for more harm, maybe. But I think you like
the shoulder
claw thing. Across the chest and then non
maul
her
real
bit.
Good.
How do you get out of your darkest selves?
Yeah, that
this
might
may
be
involve right. our. This may involve us, and so we should probably know.
Until the sun comes up or I wound someone I really care about.
Oh, they love each other. When someone restrains me or fends me off for long enough for me to regain my composure, which is at least 30 or 40 minutes.
Kids.
Yeah.
So, let me switch over to Duncan real quick. I mean, not Duncan, Robin.
No one cares.
And Brian.
We're leaving, and... If any of you try and stop us, Brian is going to kill you. All right?
Now, is that a move? I think that's a move.
That's all kinds of a move.
If you make me roll to shut someone down or hold steady, then I'm going to get plus two on that.
I think holding steady might be the right choice here.
I figured. I've got him by my side, so my... still fails horribly.
Really?
My 4 becomes a 6 becomes a 5.
What a... somebody's gonna hit a roll today.
Not even Mark Burners.
Brian grabs you and pulls you up the stairs, not seeing the way out the front.
Okay. Well, Brian, what's your excellent plan of upstairs?
Get away! Oh my god, did you see that? There's blood everywhere!
Alright, so going upstairs.
Well, where else are we gonna go?
No, we're going. I'm going upstairs.
Okay.
Now. What's upstairs?
Upstairs, it looks like nobody has been in here for ages. There are pictures that look like they date from 50 or 100 years ago. They're all black and white, or sepia tone, of like settlers and gold miners type, like 17, 18, 1900 garb. I'm not sure what the right era is. It looks like...
Are they 38ers?
What?
48ers.
The Gold Rush?
Yeah.
Sure.
37ers.
Is there any food up here?
52ers.
That was quick. What? Regain your composure? No, there's no food up here.
It's been like a day.
How is that regaining my composure?
Alright, I'm confused.
I was looking for food. I'm presumably hungry. Are there windows?
Yeah, there's windows.
Okay.
It's on the second floor.
What's out them? Hey, Brian.
Yeah?
We need to go out the window.
Okay. That seems like a good idea.
Well,
Man up and do something about it. Why are you being so mean to me?
Look, if you're gonna be with me, you've gotta understand some things.
What are you talking about?
You guys you just don't see anything, do you? I sit in front of you in class every day.
You took my glasses. How am I supposed to see without my glasses?
Why do you think I took your glasses?
Because you're mean?
No, Brian.
He's distracted by you and is having a hard time with the window.
Are you trying to turn him on?
Yeah, I suppose I am.
Okay.
Ha-ha! The character's good at something. 9.
So I think you come up behind him and kind of help him lift the window, and he leans into you a little bit and then starts, like, not quite jumps, but seems a little, you got a 9?
Mm-hmm.
I think you've got a string on him.
Okay. We make a good team, Brian.
I guess if we get kidnapped again, that'll be good. I just want to go home.
Alright. Let's climb down these curtains and out the window. Down to the ground.
So I think I'm going to leave you guys in your darkest themselves for a little while and come back to the party.
My party!
Yay!
Now,
when's Robbie gonna get here?
No. When's Chloe gonna get here? Now! She's here now! Robin, get back here and hear about my party! I don't. God. Damn it. Everyone goes to the bathroom. It's gonna take longer to get my party.
You said there was going to be food. Where's the food?
The food is on the food table, which is inside, which is why you have not seen it, because you're outside the house. The food is inside the house, on a table. The food table, actually. Some steaks there. A lot of steaks. No wooden ones. Mostly meat. I wish I had specified more than just the steaks. The wieners? The little wiener dogs?
Maybe. Sure. I mean, there is enough stuff to feed a small company. It may not.
What kind of company?
A catered, corporate luncheon or
enough
something.
To feed a catering luncheon? I don't even know who do they cater? Who do they get to cater? Not a competitor. Not themselves. They're having their own party.
I don't know what you're doing well.
You okay, Chloe?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm just talking about my catering.
Hey, guys, let's go and get some food.
Yeah, go and
well,
get
still some
food.
Left.
It's delicious. Tayshaun? Hey, I wanted to talk to you a little bit. I might have to talk to you later at the party. You look great, by the way. I like your costume. I like the domino mask. It's original and cute.
Why are you calling Gabe Tayshaun?
No, he's talking to Tayshaun, who's next to Gabe. It's not all about Gabe. It's all about me, but it's not all about Gabe. Tayshaun. Get back here, Mara.
You can have her. And I go inside.
I'm not sure I want her.
Yes, you do, cutie. Oh, you do, right on the nose. All right.
That's like the big girls.
7 and 9. You bet I'm turning him on.
Okay.
They choose one. They can give him. He can give himself to me. He could promise something that he thinks I want. Or I can have a drink on Tayshaun. I can choose all sorts of stuff. But I can't choose.
After Gabe's gone? Tayshaun warms up.
He warms up because I turned him on.
Yeah.
And he's like a heating pad or something. So that's why he warmed up.
Yes. If you want to be all clinical about it, sure. He leans in and is like, do you want to go somewhere more private?
Yes. The basement.
Basement?
The basement. Isn't it fun and scary? And that's really hot.
Okay.
Okay, come on.
He like...
Come on. You're really tall.
He tries to lead you towards where the basement
nope.
is?
Nope. I'm leading you, silly.
Okay. Do I see them going down there?
I wink.
Hi, Gabe. You get food, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you probably see Chloe leading Tayshaun.
See, Gabe, I don't need you. Through. I should have thought this through, though, because he's probably going to go missing, and you're going to see me go... Oh. No, doesn't matter. Making you jealous. I'm gonna try to turn on you too. It's an 11.
So,
man, there's something about that girl tonight.
I guess seeing.
Well, I don't want to be with you.
Seeing her, Tayshaun, makes you a little jealous, a little bothered.
You can always talk to me.
Difficult decisions.
So that does give you a string on him.
Yeah, it does. Gaby got a little string on you. I'm gonna use that to string you along.
Man, wish Mar and Chassie would get here.
Okay, well, I think right before we opposite but Roz is like,
no.
Did you have
something? Yeah, you know, like, and I kind of look over there like, Tayshaun can take care of himself. Do I get XP for that?
I think so.
Thank you.
He's a linebacker after all, I mean.
He can take care of himself.
Yeah.
He's not, totally not going into danger.
I'm a little bit jealous that he's going to get something, and I'm not, but...
Yeah,
whatever.
He is. He's going to get a lot of something.
We start chowing down in the kitchen.
Nice.
We're just hanging out in there now.
Is it good, by the way?
Actually, no, what we do is we take a platter, we take one of the big platters of food, and we bring it into the living room, we just... slop it down on the table and stuff like goes on the carpet. We're just sitting there eating on, laying on the couches, just kind of eating.
It's supposed to be on the food table. How are people going to know where it is? They're going to think we have less food.
Whatever. You're down in the basement. Somebody's not here to give me a hard time about
that. That reminds me, actually. The I've forgotten
the
what the name of the band was.
The Spiders.
It was the something Spiders.
The Spiders.
Astro Spiders.
Circus Spiders.
I think you guys came up with this last week.
Heart, wasn't
it?
Heart
spiders. We did, yeah.
Is it on your desk?
It's on my desk. It's the dead spiders.
The
dead spiders.
Yeah.
Gross.
Dead spiders.
They're totally
for life.
Yeah, they are totally set up in
a
living room and playing,
band.
And there's not really a mosh pit. Cause
they
not...
won the Battle of the Bands.
Are they good or do they suck? What would I think of these guys?
What does Gabe think whether or not they suck?
That is
if you like punk, they don't suck, but...
So they suck.
Yes. but they're loud, at least, and people are dancing boisterously, which, if you're a guy, is probably a good thing.
Pretty good for girlstrously, too.
Well, yeah. If you're interested in that sort of thing.
Just all sorts of stuff.
You're downstairs. Shut up.
You shut up, narrator. Get out of here.
So I think me and my buddies are going to kind of heckle the band a little bit, especially between sets, between songs.
Okay, well, that's the only time that they would stand a chance of hearing you.
Yeah. You guys suck.
Yeah, I'd like to see you do better. And I, like, start the next song.
Didn't you just take that power?
What?
Where you have, like, a posse
I'm not ready to beat these guys up yet. Wait for it. Wait for it.
You can't beat up the band. They're the band, even if they do suck.
No, I mean, like, he could totally have a band throwdown with them right now where he gets up there with an electric guitar.
I don't think that this is the type of gang that this is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
if he'd chosen a band instead of a sports team.
It's in band or sports.
Right.
And I picked sports.
People can do two things.
Is it the exclusive or
Centaurs do two things.
Or?
Yeah, but like these guys don't play instruments.
Is it and or?
Centaurs play all kinds of instruments.
I think it's or.
They got like a pipe flute thing.
You're not even here. Go away.
They got a lyre.
You suck!
As much as I
fucking turn that down.
You're
trying to eat here.
The half full beer bottle from the drummer comes flying out way off
course. No. We lash out physically.
All right.
God damn it!
It's not supposed to happen.
Well, that's a 7.
That's a 7. Okay, so choose one. They gain a string on you, or you can deal one harm, or they can deal one to harm to you for free if they want to, or you become your darkest self.
Is there a dark self? Doesn't make any sense in this context.
No.
How many of them are there?
I'd say there's 3 of them.
They're not a gang.
And 2 guitarists. Yeah.
So I'll let them do the harm because they won't actually hurt us. We get a couple of bruises and black eyes, but we kick the crap out of them. We deal 2 harm to them.
Okay.
And probably bust up some of their instruments, too.
Yeah. Though, I think at least one of the guitars breaks over, like, one of you guys. Like, storm onto the stage, and...
I assume the gang rules work the same way as an Apocalypse World, where you deal 1 extra and you take 1 less. Like, I might be completely wrong about that.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Gangs. Mm-hmm. I can add 1 of my rolls when they join you in any act of violence, inflict an additional 1 harm. So they take 1, we take 1 harm, but we deal 1 harm.
Yeah.
So
you deal 2 harm.
2 harm, rather, yeah.
So, Yeah, the...
Do I get the guitar broken over my head?
Sure. the... This may be their best performance ever. there are a lot of people in the crowd cheering, though, whether it's because you're beating them up, or they're trying to beat you up, or because the music has stopped, or why is unclear. The drummer keeps drumming until one of them gets thrown into the drums, and then he like hauls into the melee, and. I think we're going to cut back to Creepy Old House.
Creepy Old House.
So you've taken Vanessa out pretty well.
I have? I mean, I am out. I'm mauled.
Yeah, she's...
mauled?
Is she, like, twitching?
I think...
Or what?
As you... Kill. I was trying to think of another word for it, but I can't think of one right now.
Devour?
Murder. Yeah. Feast on the corpse of.
As the life essence drains away from Jeff, Vanessa suddenly reacts. Like, she, besides the inertial change from you hitting her and biting her, much like Jeff, she was largely not reacting until Jeff dies, at which point she suddenly... comes back to herself and starts screaming because she's got a big chunk bitten out of her and it's all slashed up. And there's a werewolf right there. Oh my god! And she simultaneously lets go of you and is desperately trying to get away.
Well, I stalk towards her because she's weak and the weak make easy prey.
Where is everyone positioned in this room?
Yeah. I have a thing for this.
If you get bit, it'll work even better, Yami.
No, I don't have get bit. but I'm not gonna be super fancy here. So we have staircase going down to the basement, the staircase going up, and a hallway in the middle. Jeff is knocked out cold. Vanessa is trying to flee. Nom and werewolf pursuing Vanessa.
Yeah.
Oh!
I like how the zombies are the good guy on the PC.
Well, you guys are monsters, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got monster hearts.
Also, it's dark in there, so I just kind of grab stuff.
Wait. So who are these guys?
This is the door outside, kind of back outside.
So
this is the hallway, and there's like a little anteroom.
Well,
you've got...
that makes my next target chassis.
Oh, does it?
In the closest in proximity.
All right.
So while you're going after her, I'm going after you.
All right.
So I'm not... Give me a second before I enroll. I'm not exactly sure how to arbitrate this. You have suggestions, Dave?
She should probably attack her first because she started first.
Would you... Mm-hmm. Well, here's a question. Would you attack another living target or would you continue to consume the flesh of the person you just knocked down?
Well, I've been eating him for a while.
Okay.
And here's a... So I will maim, kill, and destroy anything between you and the nearest object of your hunger. You will feed relentlessly. Mm. So my guess is that she's gonna have like a couple. She's gonna have like 2-3 minutes before I go after her, and that's only if she doesn't change orientation.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
you don't know
this
that.
Action,
I don't know that.
This action is only taking a few seconds, probably.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So basically, you just finished off Jeff. And that's when Vanessa came to.
Mm-hmm.
And
right. Yeah, just.
So I guess lash out physically again.
Yeah.
Unless.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah. I don't really... It says You crave power and dominance, and those are earned through bloodshed. If anyone attempts to stand in your way, they must be brought down and made to bleed. So
she was standing in your way.
She was standing in my way.
Like a second ago.
Yeah.
Is she showing proper deference now?
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing that I'm questioning, is, like, whether or not...
Has she triggered your catch-em reflex, too?
My catch-em reflex?
Yeah, when a dog or any kind of predator sees something
your
run.
Fixed action pattern. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think she's that's actually, I mean. Like, on her butt, like, scrambling backwards.
Oh, yeah.
She's a cheerleader, but she's not the most... She's not on the gym team or anything, so... And you also just maul the crap out of her.
I did also maul her. I don't know, I think that the... Yeah.
There's someone eating, and you're not eating.
You also hear, like, the rending and tearing of flesh from behind you, so...
Hmm.
And Jeff is no longer detaining you.
That's true. That's... Yeah, I still think that she goes after Vanessa. I mean...
Then lash out.
Alright, so that's... Eight.
Eight.
Yes. Eight.
So, I don't think I'm going to let you gain, or let her gain a string on you.
yeah.
The question is whether or not she hurts you at all.
Yeah.
She's got knives.
That's not actually WYSIWYG.
What?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's either... If it's not a string, it's... They can deal one harm, so...
Probably not your darkest self.
Right.
So, I guess normally on a six, I would give you a hard choice. I'm gonna...
Mm-hmm.
You could certainly finish her off, but you might get hurt in the process.
That's fine. Yeah, I don't care. I'm a werewolf.
She manages to kick you a few times and maybe bruise some ribs before you finish ripping out her throat, according to your original plan.
Yep.
So, back upstairs, you guys have just gotten the window open. And are sharing a brief, tender moment when a ridiculously old lady comes out of one of the other rooms upstairs, along with... Where's my list of names? Bryce, and I have a pencil here.
Yoink.
And Caleb. Both of whom you've seen around school, but neither of them are in your class or really are well known to you. They both have the sort of glossy-eyed look that Jeff and Brian had earlier. The old lady does not, and she doesn't even say anything. She just, like, sort of lifts her hand a little bit, and they start coming towards you guys. There's been lots of screaming downstairs, which you may have heard. Actually, there's only been a little bit. Jeff never managed to say anything before he did it.
A little bit of screaming, then some gurgling.
Yeah. There was the screaming of Claire running away, and then the brief screaming of Vanessa. So, but there's been some pretty unpleasant sounds from downstairs.
I think I'm going to take my chances with the window.
Okay. So what that is, what, runaway?
Yeah.
Sure.
And don't you have a thing that does a thing with that? Like if you're Maybe I'm misremembering.
Nope.
Okay. Eleven. Oh, yeah. You grab Brian and pull him out onto the roof, and there's a trellis coated in ivy, but you're easily able to climb down it. And Bryce and Caleb come out on the roof after you. Bryce slips on the roof and falls off. But he doesn't scream when he lands. And Caleb goes back inside as you guys are making your escape. You're able to get to Jeff's car, which still has the keys in it, and the ignition even.
All right, Brian, can you drive?
Sure.
Do you know how to drive? Okay.
Okay. The car starts going forwards, almost crashing into the house, and you see Bryce crawling towards you. It looks like he may have broken his leg. And Caleb is coming down the stairs at this point. But you and Brian have gotten away clean.
I'm going to give him directions to my house.
He's obviously never driven before. There are bushes, and Jeff's car is all kinds of fucked up. But you guys do get away. And I think we're going to go to the basement now.
So, Tayshaun, are you excited? You're going to get to kiss me? That's pretty fun for you.
He seems pretty intent.
We walk down to the very edge.
How is the basement set up?
The basement is unfinished. It's got, like, a washing machine in it and a dryer in one corner. It's got some shelves with some dusty tools that don't look like they've been used in a really long time. There's, like, a bunch of ratty old towels in a corner. It's just dusty and crappy, and there's one light bulb, which I managed to turn on as I pass, and like, it's right between where the stairs end and the basement proper begins.
Okay. He looks a little disappointed, but then he kind of shrugs and picks you up and sits you on the washing machine.
That's cute that you think you're going to kiss me, but no.
Then what are we doing down here?
Well, it's funny you should ask. Well, first of all, you're not getting any. Not even.
Shut him down.
That's 10.
Okay. So you can give him a condition. I don't think he has a string on you.
I'm going to give him a conditioned. Disappointed.
Alright. Well, what's the point then?
Well, actually, this is the point. And I roll up my sleeve, and I take out a razor blade, and I just slash it right in front of him.
He... Are you okay?
I'm fine. But you probably aren't going to be. Raz.
What
you said.
The light bulb flickers, and the light in the room becomes kind of reddish tinted. Like, if you've ever been in a dark room or seen one on TV.
Or seen a dark room on TV.
Yeah. It really actually is a lot darker than that. The blood on your arm actually starts smoking. It doesn't hurt.
It's bad for its health.
I see what you did there. And Tayshan starts backing up.
Oh, no, you don't.
Not really away from the, or towards the exit, just backing away from you, shock evident on his face. The smoke sort of goes up and then moves behind him and starts coalescing into a form you can't quite see. This is your offering?
This is my offering, Master.
The
He is strong and pretty cute.
The tendrils of the smoke kind of like settle on his shoulders and start going up around and down and down and coating him, and Raz sounds disappointed. I don't think he wants to join us.
But my lord, I... Tayshan, yes. You want to join us right now, or I will kick your ass.
Raz says, it is okay. This will do for now. And Tayshan kind of jerks a little bit, and the smoke just goes around and starts pouring into his eyes. And then disappears.
And Tayshan disappears, or the smoke disappears?
Smoke disappears. For a few seconds, his eyes have this sort of cloudy, gray, like, not really eyes. And then Tayshan reaches over and takes the razor from you. And carves your name in his arm, and then walks up the stairs, dropping the razor.
Gross, he could get AIDS. I don't have AIDS, but like that's a good way to get it.
Hey, Tayshan, where you been? That was quick. What did you do? I don't even want to know.
Also,
look, we're going to get in trouble if we...
Now, before we go any further, I am a dark recruiter. When you bring an innocent soul... He's pretty innocent. To the dark power, mark experience.
I think, Raz... I may not have done a good job in character of making it clear, but Raz has made it clear he wants someone who is already predisposed to join.
Oh.
He did the heavy lifting this time, but next time you're going to have to do... Make sure there's someone who is looking for power and not... If that makes sense.
Okay. I'm sorry, my lord.
Dude, we gotta get out of here before the cops show up. Like, the band members are all sort of lying on the...
I think, actually, they're pretty beat up, and they only have half the drums and one guitar, but, like, a half hour and a bottle or two of tequila later, and they are back on the stage playing again.
Seriously?
Yeah. This is a punk band, remember?
Oh, fair enough.
Like, so it just adds to the performance. Like, there's one guy still passed out.
Actually, you know what? I think we're enjoying it a lot more then. But we're still... So, yeah.
It's better because there's only one guitar, and so the two guitars aren't fighting anymore. And maybe the new guitar only has three working strings, so that's actually better because the guy couldn't really play that well. So now he doesn't have as much to worry with.
All right. Well, then scratch that. I'm gonna go outside.
Okay.
I'm gonna dial Robin again.
All right. You actually get a pretty clear signal now that you're not in a basement.
Yo, where are you?
I'm in the car with Brian. We're driving back to my house.
You're not coming to the party? The band just got a lot better.
Oh God, that... You know what?
Exploding cat?
About the last thing on my mind right now?
Tires.
Dude, Jeff, what's going on? Like, is this the thing with Chloe? She was totally hitting on Tayshan at the party.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I don't care.
Okay. Well, what's going on?
Look, we just escaped from Jeff's, like, dark dungeon through
Jeff?
A pile of...
Dude,
I don't know. I think I saw that, like, that weird girl from school, like, eating somebody... And
whoa!
Like,
I did not do that.
You saw a person in a dog suit.
Yeah. So you were actually in a dog suit all the way.
I was dressed as the guy in the dog suit from
The
Shining.
I saw two werewolves eating some people. Like everybody's weird, but you know I'm going home,
blame
and
it on
I'm
the
going
werewolves.
To sleep.
The party's really close.
Right. So, can I in the meta right now, I just have to ask a question. I can roll out to the house. Like, I have enough justification to do that.
Sure.
Because I'm sort of afraid that one or both of you might be dead by the time.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to play it that way. If that's alright with everyone.
Dude. It's going to be a...
Well, first of all, Jeff lives in town, so where the hell are you? Just stay put. Pull over, stay put. We're coming to where you are. We should figure out what the hell is going on.
Okay. Sure.
So where are you again?
Brian, stop the car. Where are we, Brian? We're on, like, some shitty back road off the highway?
You're actually almost back to your house.
Okay.
Like, are you too lost to know it?
We are, like, a block away from my house.
Which is actually right by where...
Yeah.
Right. So I like looked down the street and I see
you
guys.
Just come over. I'll tell you.
All right.
You know, where it is.
I think actually Brian like misses your instruction to stop and
pulls up.
He goes like a block past before he finally manages to figure out the brake well enough and like parks on someone's lawn.
And you thought Chassis was
just
a bad
leave
driver.
The car here.
Yo, Robin.
Do you even have a learner's permit, Brian?
No.
What's going on?
But I didn't want to stay there.
Tell me again what happened.
There's a bunch of kids from school, and they're all, like, glassy-eyed. Like, they're not there. Brian, you were one of them, briefly. You don't remember anything about that, though, right?
There was giant wolves attacking people.
Yeah, but...
The part where I remember is getting in the car with Jeff, but then...
Hey, you don't remember me being like that, do you?
No.
Okay.
I didn't remember
because
you
I blacked
until
out.
We were in the basement.
Okay, well, anyways, there people were glassy-eyed, Brian was glassy-eyed, I blacked out, then we woke up in the basement and wolves were eating people.
Okay.
Hmm?
So here's a question. Would I have any reason to know that either of you was what you are?
No.
No. Okay.
No,
whoa. You know I'm dead. You might be the only person who knows I'm dead. Because you watched me die, and that's why you have a string on me. No, that's why I have a string
but
on you.
I don't, in my mind, I don't think I think that you are actually maybe dead.
No.
Yeah,
the string states...
Oh, boy.
You watched me die.
Okay, then I watched you die.
No, I have you watched me die. I'm thinking of it as in you watched me die over time, not you weren't there at the moment of my death.
That's
but
what
you
I
know
thinking.
I died.
Oh, damn. All right.
Problems
no
with Mara
you
are problems.
But you wouldn't think a wolf was me.
No, it wouldn't
that's
have.
That's true. Yeah.
So we gotta go do something about this. Robin, get in the car. Hunter...
Is Brian staying? Party? Next door?
No, Brian's coming with us.
Well, Brian could come to our party if you losers are gonna leave. I need more people.
Brian goes where I go.
Well, it's up to Brian. If I were here, I would bully him into staying, but I'm not.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I don't think Brian wants to go back.
He doesn't? Does he want to go to my party?
Brian?
Go
into my house, Brian. Go, like, my room is top of the stairs on the left. You'll be safe there.
I love top of the stairs.
I'll be back.
So I say...
I get Brian settled in. to take
it or
something.
I say, Hunter, Jaime, get in the car. Robin, you're coming with me. Tayshaun, go put some ice on that or something, will you? Just be okay.
It's run, you can't actually tell what it says.
Yeah, I know, that's what I figured. I just figured his arm is a bloody mess. And I'm like, what the hell, Tayshaun?
You could have had some of this.
Put some ice on that. All right, Robin, get in the car, we're going.
Yeah, okay.
And we speed out along that road to wherever, so stuff is going to happen in the meantime, I guess.
And wait for the old werewolf to return.
Oldie werewolf.
So yeah, you've about eaten anything that's worth eating off of Jeff. And
you said Bryce was coming down the stairs, or Blake, or something.
Bryce. Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb came down the stairs.
Bryce fell off the roof.
Broke his leg and seems to be walking out just fine.
So Caleb is coming down the stairs, right?
Which means he's right here.
He's over there.
Oh, that gives me a new target.
Right. And since Vanessa's dead, I turn around and see him too.
Well then.
Well then.
All right. So are either of you calling dibs?
I am. Well, 11.
I'm assuming that was lash out.
Mm-hmm.
Eat.
So yeah, I think while you're turning around, the ghoul Mara has already moved up. Caleb has come down the stairs and evidently was not prepared to get Nom.
You can safely kill her.
Yeah, you can.
I can.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I know. Yeah, you...
That's true. You're like the safest person too, kid. It's like almost doing you a favor.
Yeah. I don't know whether that'll knock her out of her darkest self.
As long as she stays dead for 30 or 40 minutes, yes.
Yeah, that's right. If I like restrain you or something.
No, or kill her.
Or kill you.
Yeah. If I come back a couple hours later.
See, it's fine. Just kill her.
Yeah.
So yeah,
and I have been stalking you for a while, mm-hmm. So maybe that'll. I mean, does that count? Like, when my thing says
you can hurt someone you care about,
really care about. When it says really care about,
like killer.
Yeah,
wasn't she your date?
She is my plus one.
She's my plus
one.
And we already established that I was into her and she was into me.
That's true.
So
at least she was fascinated by
so you.
That's right. Yeah. I have been stalking.
There
we
go.
So yeah, I guess that's how it resolves.
You yeah. bite into Caleb, who looks much the worst for wear. Yeah.
Right.
And
I'm offended that somebody is taking prey on my territory.
Yep.
Yep. And so I'm like, that's my prey. I'm going to eat it first. And so I lash out physically against you.
Oh! Boom.
That's 12.
No.
I already have one harm.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's another one or two, depending on... Unless you have something...
I will... Gain a string.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, I'll do that. So.
Mm. Now you know what cheap tastes like in addition to what she smells
oh
like.
Oh, my.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Well,
delicious.
Probably
dead
like
flesh.
Corpse.
Yes. Yeah. Probably actually not that tasty.
Canines aren't
yeah.
too picky, though.
No, it's true.
They eat their own frisbees.
So,
yeah.
You're being attacked on two fronts now.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna.
Focus fire? Or
what's it
say? Kill everything.
Well, I'm actually. I guess I would probably try to defend my kill. Because that's
yeah.
actually part of my darkest self description.
Yeah.
So.
More lashing out, or
yeah, more lashing out.
Oh, now everyone's rolling.
Yeah,
like
so I'm gonna gain a string as well.
All right,
okay, and deal a harm to her.
Can I take the harm?
Yeah,
one.
And this all counts as the same scene, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's not going to be much XP.
I thought, yeah, I thought so. I figured
this is wonderfully cinematic, though.
Zombie versus werewolf. Or ghoul.
I don't have any ghoul mini, sorry.
Yeah. Classic swamp man versus Frankenstein. Should have said Bride of Frankenstein.
So yeah, she's... I guess you just keep going back and forth.
This is actually one of those things where one could, if both parties were amenable, simply say at that point the werewolf snaps the ghoul's neck. Unless you want to play this out until one of you is
one
dead.
One of us is dead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to end up one of you dead.
Do it cinematic or
let's
dice.
Do it cinematically.
Okay.
What does that mean? Does that,
that
mean...
You just describe how you take me down.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I will give both of you full authorial control, so...
Okay.
Sit back and enjoy the ride.
Right. Well.
Right. Well, I'd like to say that I am defending that, you know, Caleb's body... You know, as he's, you know, like, screeching and, like, you know, trying to fight me off.
Do you have any weird body contortions?
Huh?
Yeah.
Do you have any weird body contortions?
Oh, yeah. Have you guys seen Mama?
No.
That's how I think of a ghoul is moving.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you mean,
like
though. That sort of spidery, twisty.
Yeah, like, the limbs don't move
inhuman.
Right. Yeah, they can move how they want to when they decide to.
Whenever you've seen a horror movie,
they've got ball joints rather than
the ceiling, or
it doesn't hurt them to dislocate their limbs.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, like, you know, kind of defending it however I want to.
I just consistently claw away your both limbs.
And the only thing that's preventing me from doing that the best way I can is the fact that I'm in this, like, huge, clunky fur suit.
So this is going on in the dog costume.
Yeah. So, you know, there's
less
a lot of growling. That's what you're kind of
fighting
against.
Right, I'm fighting. My claws keep getting stuck, and I get angrier and angrier. And eventually I bite again, and it kind of grazes your neck, and it rips the fur away. And then I see your pale, shriveled neck skin, and then I just...
When you bite and rip, it takes off the mask, the head of the fursuit, and you see that it's me.
Yeah, and it's just, like, pure gristle. And, like, no blood.
Yeah.
And then I see that it's you, and then I taste your gristly neck meat. And then I go, my God, I'm a werewolf. What have I done?
And I'm like...
and so my horrible wolf snout slowly recedes back into my normal face. And... I slowly unfur.
Can we arrive?
Door kicked down. So I think while this alteration was going on, you guys are pulling up, and Caleb has started screaming. Like, you didn't actually kill him; you just wounded him.
I'd like to say some of his intestines are out on the floor.
Yeah, he's pretty effed up.
He might die anyway. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he'll pull through. You see Bryce near a couple of cars that are parked out front, laying on the ground and clutching his leg and screaming in agony. You hear more screams coming in from inside the building.
Holy! Was it like this when you left? I dash out of the car.
That's kind of what I was talking about.
Hunter, call 911. Robin, Jaime, come in with me.
Yeah, I'm getting some answers.
And we rush into the... call 911, get... It looks like he's got a broken leg. Take care of that, and then we run into the house where we see...
You see... three corpses, Caleb's bleeding body, and
Chassie starting to cry.
Yeah.
And probably covered in blood.
Covered in blood. Oh,
Chassie,
yeah.
Are you alright? Oh my God.
Chassie, why is there blood all over your face?
I panic and I run. run away. So that's a 10.
You freak out.
I want to try and stop you from running away.
Okay.
Not that
Brian will stop you if you were here.
Actually, wait.
You.
I have a string on
yes.
you.
Yeah, you could. You could make that a 9.
What was the string for? Do you remember?
Because I'm obvious. Mm. Everybody has a freebie on me.
So maybe it's obvious that you're trying to run.
So I can use it to subtract one. Yeah,
yeah.
I'll use it to subtract one from your roll.
Okay.
So you cause a big scene. You run directly into something worse, or the scariest person there gets a string on you.
I want to run directly into something worse.
I can think of something.
Oh?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same thing you're thinking of.
Well, tell me. Maybe it is.
I was thinking that old woman from upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think the only real exit is through the hallway and out the back door.
Yeah.
You run into a scary old lady. Actually, she's not really very scary, which is a scary thing.
She
looks like a frail old woman. It might be nice if you met her in a social circumstance.
Like she'd have a house made out of gingerbread somewhere in the woods.
Yeah, maybe.
This is so impractical.
Except that Marcel and Hilda are walking with her very quickly, straight out into the hills, like away from anything. Like there's nothing out there. They're just walking into the wilderness.
And so I'm running up behind them as they're leaving.
Yeah. She hears you, turns, and then turns away. But Horace stops. That's what I said, right?
So it was Marcel and Hilda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Horace and Hilda are right next to each other. And this is the Marcel who's in the later yearbook. But Hilda turns and starts coming towards you. And the woman seems unperturbed as she and Marcel keep striding into the darkness. I think I want you to hold steady. You just went through something pretty traumatic.
Okay.
And even though Hilda is small and not very scary,
I'm pretty freaked out.
She's not, like, you were bigger than her and scarier than her, and you were just a few minutes ago, but she's not acting unperturbed in the slightest. She is just, like, turns and comes straight for you.
Yeah. While I'm covered in blood.
Yeah. Well, and also, it's like she knew where you were before she even turned around.
All right, so that's an 8.
An 8 to hold steady.
8 to hold steady.
So you can keep your cool,
mm-hmm.
or you can become terrified and pick an option from the list above.
So what is the 10-up list?
Ask a question, remove a condition, or carry one forward during the scene.
I will be terrified.
Mm-hmm. To gain what?
To gain a question.
Okay.
The question, of course, is, what the fuck? A.K.A., why are you coming towards me, Hilda, person who I do not know?
I think it's... I'm hoping it's become obvious that the old woman is controlling these people somehow.
Right.
But,
I mean, is there more detail than that? Is it just...
I'm not sure...
Like, what form of control is it like? Is it psychic mind control? Is it?
Do they have any obvious marks on them?
No, yeah. They have. It is definitely some kind of mind control. Right. You may recall pain largely didn't stop them.
Mm-hmm.
But deaths did stop the other ones. So,
okay.
I'm not really sure how to answer that properly.
Yeah, I'm sure I asked a bad question.
No, I just don't have...
At the very least, your character now knows that this old lady is mind-controlling people.
Yeah.
Which is useful information.
Yeah, because I've never seen her. She might well be another zombie. But she's still coming towards me.
Yeah, and she looks... She is going to tackle you, and unless you are doing something to her, she actually just holds you down.
Unless... What do you mean by unless I'm doing something to her? Like, lashing out physically?
Or...
can't be contained for some reason.
You could try and do that, if you want.
Uncontainable.
Okay.
I'll try to do exactly that. That's why I got it. Alright, so that's... eight.
An eight.
Okay.
A
hard bargain. I'm terrified.
You are terrified.
Yeah.
Need to get the hair flip done well.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that. I don't have enough hair for hair flip.
No, but I mean, like you can do it just with, like, a
I think you
just,
you
like,
managed to,
hair,
like, she's tackled you, knocked you to the ground. You managed to just throw her off.
It's like
adrenaline powers.
Yeah. Are you intent on going after Marcel and the old woman, or...?
No, I'm trying to run away from... the situation at all. So, I would probably get out the back door of the house and take a sharp left to go back around to my car and drive home as fast as possible.
Okay.
That is my general motivation.
So yeah, that's fine. When Hilda sees that you aren't pursuing Marcel and the old woman, she turns and follows them.
Okay.
Back around to the posse inside.
I assume I notice Mara lying unmoving.
Unmoving
that,
her throat.
That's the wolf thing that was eating the people.
Mara. I go over and I lean over
her.
She
is in a wolf costume, except the head is like laying on the floor nearby.
And her neck looks pretty bad.
Yeah, her neck is like you can see spine.
And I kind of like feel for a pulse. Not that I'm expecting.
I think I actually want you to hold steady there.
Yeah, that's like kind of what I figured.
She's okay.
Oh, good. That's 10.
That's a 10.
Yeah.
You keep your cool.
Going to be alright.
You can either ask me a question or remove a condition or carry one forward.
You're emasculated, perhaps?
I'm going to carry one forward. No, I'm still pretty riled up at this point. It's a different kind of riled. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to carry one forward, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell... we got to get her out of here. Guys, get back in the car. Make sure that Jaime called the 911 for the other people that are hurt.
Jaime actually has just come in and is, like, staring blanched-faced at the carnage. How do you spell it?
J-A-I-M-E. I figure since we're in Southern California, we should have a few, you know, Latino people.
Mara is Latino.
Oh, really?
Tina.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, good. Then we have two.
Sorry, I assumed from the location.
I didn't know.
Okay.
So, well, good. So then I kind of tell everybody, just everybody get out. And you can make me manipulate my gang at this point if you want. That's always an option for you. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know. I don't think we necessarily need it, but no. I'm letting you know. I got her. Don't worry about it. In fact, we only came in one car, didn't we?
Yeah.
So I say, Hunter, get out there and start the car now.
There is one car still out there. You see Chastity tearing out. A bit more controlled than Brain did earlier, but no less speedy.
And I reach down and I very gently pick up Mara's body, cradle it to myself.
Be careful, she was eating people earlier.
I just shake my head and it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. And then I get Hunter and Jaime to get in the front seat,
mm-hmm.
and I climb into the back with Mara and I kind of just hold her like this. And
are you going too, Robin?
Yeah, but I'm staying near the feet.
Okay.
So you get over there. And we drive. I know where you live, right?
Mm-hmm.
I tell everybody to let me out at your house. And I guess I have to go through your pockets to try to find your house keys. The car, you have the car.
Yeah.
God, I hope your mom isn't home. I hope your mom isn't home. Damn it. And then I unlock the door and push it in. Is anyone home?
No.
Okay.
Stepping back just a second.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Do you want to try and turn someone on?
Yes.
While he's going through your pockets.
Wiggle worm!
That's awesome. The only time you can turn somebody on when you're dead
10.
Is if you have cold to do it.
So, yeah,
You're attracted to dead people with their throats turned ripped out.
I think I'm just attracted to Mara, but that's okay.
Well, you got all sorts of
you're attracted to someone with her throat ripped out and her spine exposed. Then again,
it might
you're
be,
a 17-year-old boy, it's okay.
This might be part of the White Knight complex thing, too.
Yeah.
Okay,
William turns you on.
You eventually get the door open. There's nobody home.
Okay, I take her up to what I assume is I find her room.
Again,
I have to try a few different doors.
She is in a fursuit.
You know.
Well, that just means that you had to do a lot more digging before you found the keys.
I think I probably took most of the fursuit off to try to find the keys.
Was that the exciting part for you?
A little bit. I'm 17. And I figure out which room is hers, and then I sort of lay her gently on the bed. And I just sort of, is there a chair in the room? Or someplace I can sit?
There's a bed.
I sit on the...
You have like a computer desk or something, right?
Yeah. I was just trying to create drama.
I sit on the... No. I sit on the bed, and I just sit there, and I'm like... I just sit there, and I just... Please be right about this. Please be right about this. Please be right about this.
I think I want to call it there.
Could I have one short scene?
Sure. I lied. about calling it, not about you having
okay. So I'm still in the basement. I haven't come up yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Raz didn't like what I got him. Oh, shit. I can't fail him again. He'll be really mad. I don't want him to be mad at me, but... He's got others, and if he's mad at me and he's got others, then he's not going to like me as much anymore. I wish I could just know who he wants. Maybe I'll ask him.
I think you do, like, I don't want to make you take extra strings just to get information that I'm not doing a good job with.
Oh, no. I'm attempting to go into the abyss.
Oh, okay.
And speak with him.
Okay.
And gaze into the abyss. Just a little one. It's a 9.
Okay. So, choose one. The visions are confusing and alarming. They are lucid and detailed, but they leave you drained.
I think lucid and detailed, but leave me drained.
Okay, so go ahead and mark the condition drained.
Drained and embarrassed.
The light bulb actually shatters. And you can still see Raz as much as you ever can, which is to say not much, but you can tell he's there. Like, was the party not to your satisfaction?
The party was wonderful, my lord. But I am afraid that if you did not like Tayshan, that I may fail you. Is there someone you know of that I might bring to you?
You had spoken not to Tayshan of the great power I can give, or he did not even know my name.
Oh.
I want there. Surely you know someone who also needs things, wants things.
There's this guy Brain.
Does he thirst for power?
He's
and wealth?
He's a Dorcas, and I guess all of them like power, but they don't have any. If I bring you more, will you forget about me?
I will never forget about you.
You like them better than me? Because I want to please you, my lord, and I want to help you, and I'm worried that you won't love me anymore.
I want more people to love me and help me. And in return, I can give you such wonderful gifts, and I can give them such wonderful gifts. But a gift unasked for is not worth half as much.
Okay. I'll see what I can do, my lord. Thank you.
And the room lights up again. It's still pretty dark because you've got a little bit of light coming from the stairs. And the drummer and one of the chicks from the cheerleading squad come down the stairs trying to find an out-of-the-way spot. And
Hey,
great party.
Yeah, isn't it?
All the bedrooms are full. Is there this
all of them? Who's in my room? You know what? Never mind.
and that's gonna be seen.
Yeah.
But man, that was a great party.
Yay, great party.
Yeah.
Not there's a favorite scene I wanted to have.
Okay,
actually, I was about to try and interject.
I apologize. You probably have to punch me next time. Yeah.
I just want to if he's going to sit around and wait for her to come back,
mm-hmm.
I want to go in and check on them, like
on them
sitting in the car for 40 minutes.
No,
they
would have.
You guys dropped them off at her place.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah, I wanted them. I didn't want the rest of the people around.
I mean, you could get out of there.
I want to go in and check on them.
Okay. So the front door is open, and there is bloody fursuit.
all over the clues.
All over the place. But
let's see what you did there.
You hear movement upstairs, or I guess okay. wherever her bedroom
yeah,
is.
I go upstairs and I knock on the door a little bit, and then
I guess we didn't close the door.
Yeah, the
I probably start
open.
Like, I wasn't expecting somebody to come in.
Knock on the door and you see her feet. Though maybe they still have the fursuit feet.
I just think those are the only things left that
yeah.
are fursuiting.
Well, she's got some boots with some fur.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And Gabe is sitting on the bed.
Robin, get out of here. This is bad. Get out of here.
Gabe, I assume you must know something.
About what?
About her. Look, I know you don't want to tell me, but I've had a rough night, and I just saw her eat some people, and look, I don't want to judge, but
look,
I am terrified.
Clearly, there's some wolves or something got into that house.
Oh, look, you get a string on me.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Because I'm putting my nose where it does not belong.
I love it.
But continue.
Look. It's probably like some wolves got into the house or something. She was wearing a dog suit. You confused her. It's no big deal. She's going to be fine. Just please. You're my buddy. Just stay out of this. Can I roll the shutdown? Okay.
Sure.
And that is a 9 on shut someone down.
So you can each give each other a condition or lose a string on each other.
Losing a string seems counterproductive after that last exchange. Would you like to put a condition on me?
I suppose so.
Will you each give the other a string, a condition?
Yeah. I'm thinking.
I think you feel guilty.
Yes. Good. And I think... what's a good one? Somebody help here, please.
Betrayed. Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A good word for... Whatever we need a good word for, why the hell do you believe me on this?
Okay, that sounds good.
Betrayed is a really good, yeah.
It seems exploitable, and
yeah.
That's how I feel about it now. I know you know something.
Are you going to leave or are you going to insist on staying?
No. I'll let you have it. For now. You're going to tell me what's going on one of these days, though.
You and I are going to have a talk.
Yeah, we are. Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow I've got a yearbook to show you.
You found something?
Yeah, on Marcel.
And then I was like, that's the first good news I've heard all day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And then I just turn back and start rubbing Mara's leg and be like, it's more of like a comforting thing as opposed to a
Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. iPodcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.